It is my distinct privilege to introduce this year's commencement speaker, King's College's own, the Honorable Patrick J. Murphy. Patrick Murphy has lived an extraordinary life. His professional and service accomplishments are far-ranging. A native of Northeast Philadelphia, Patrick followed his older brother J.J. to King's College. While at King's, he was president of the student body and an Army ROTC cadet. He was captain of the men's ice hockey team. He was active, he was engaged, and he took full advantage of the opportunities afforded to him as part of the King's experience. Patrick received a Bachelor of Science degree from King's College in Human Resources Management with a second major in psychology in 1996. After King's, he went on to earn a law degree from the Widener University School of Law. In 2000, Patrick began active duty as a judge advocate and then as an assistant professor at the United States Military Academy. Following the 9/11 attacks, he volunteered for overseas deployment, serving in both Bosnia and Iraq, and was awarded the Bronze Star. In 2006, Patrick became the first veteran of the Iraq War to be elected to Congress, serving two terms representing the 8th Congressional District of Pennsylvania. Following his time in Congress, Patrick was a partner in the Philadelphia-based law firm Fox Rothschild and also co-founded Virtus, a television production company that produced shows for CBS and MSNBC. In 2015, he was appointed and confirmed as Undersecretary of the Army and for 4 months also assumed the duties as Acting Secretary of the Army. Patrick has also been a visiting fellow at the University of Chicago and an invited lecturer at Harvard University, Stanford University, the University of Pennsylvania, and the U.S. Air Force Academy. Patrick's life has included many chapters: soldier, teacher, prosecutor, advocate, author, politician, community servant, and patriot. He's a committed husband to his bride, Jenny, a proud dad to children, Maggie and Jack, and a loyal friend to many. Please welcome a monarch through and through, the Honorable Patrick Murphy.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's an honor to be here. I want to share with the class of 2017 a little secret. There's a little poll with the faculty about how long I'll be. Professor Sunny Weiland has about 19 minutes to 19:30. She said that if she wins, she'll split half with me, so I'm going to keep it short and sweet. But Bishop, Your Excellency, thank you so much for having us. Father Ryan, Chairman Tom Smith and the Board of Directors, the faculty and staff of this great institution, the parents who so rightfully had an opportunity to stand up so we could all applaud your efforts for their journey here, and especially to the class of 2017. You are awesome. I will tell you, Jack Theory, that was not an easy job for you to stand up there and give your remarks, but you did a phenomenal job. And it's also an honor to be up on the dais and to be a recipient of an honorary degree from this institution with Rosemarie Benzita. Rose, thanks so much for your leadership. She is truly a leader of character. Now, I know for most of the class of 2017, you were born in 1995, which when I was a senior here at King's, when you were born. I don't feel that old, to be quite honest with you. I still feel about 21. But you were in first grade, approximately when the attacks on our country in 9/11 happened. At that time, I was a professor at West Point, about to deploy twice. All of you could have taken an easier path to get here today. You could have went to a bigger school where the student-faculty ratio was not 12 to 1. You could have been in a 300, 400-person class, not dealing with the professors. trying to get by. But you chose an institution like King's College that develops leaders of character, that embodies what the founding president said, that King's College teaches you not just how to earn a living, but how to live a life. Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to be 30% of this country. Only 30% of Americans have a bachelor's degree or above. And you're part of that 30%. I will tell you, whether it was serving in combat or as a professor or in Washington or at the Pentagon, I have been very blessed, and I would not be here where I am today if it was not for King's College. You are all better than me because probably all of you got accepted in your first try. I was rejected from King's College. My older brother went here. I applied. I didn't make it. I applied to one school. I thought I was going to play hockey here. So I went to community college, made the dean's list there, and then reapplied and eventually earned a scholarship. So I feel very, very blessed. And my brother and I, my brother JJ and I, went here because we worked as messengers at a law firm in Philadelphia for one of the O'Connor brothers, a guy by the name of Mike O'Connor, who went to King's, whose brothers went to King's, whose mom, Helen was an institution, going to Daily Mass at King's and made a mark, and they encouraged us to go here. So I will give you three pieces of advice, if that's okay, so I'll keep it short and sweet so Professor Weiland could earn her pool. First, live a purposeful life. A purpose-driven life means that you have a life that embodies having a servant's heart. And as was mentioned about King's College earlier, we develop leaders of character. That diploma that you will receive today, use that as an agent of change. Use that to make a difference in the world. And whether you go into the public sector or private sector, carve out time to make a difference, and make a difference in every aspect of your life. I will tell you, when Rose Benzina was called by Father Ryan to earn her honorary degree, to let her know, do you know what she was doing at 91 years young? She was out giving plasma. Now, if you're 91, you can make a lot of reasons not to go give plasma. If you're 21, some of you after last night might not be able to give plasma. But the fact is this, is that she has a servant's heart. She embodies the values of what this institution is all about. So my piece of advice to you is to go and do and live a purpose-driven life. I will tell you, when I was in your spot and I was about to be commissioned as an Army officer, I had no idea that years later I'd be a professor at West Point and I'd be there when 9/11 happened and that I would deploy to places like Tuzla, Bosnia, where the United States military stopped the worst ethnic cleansing in Eastern Europe since World War II. I had no idea that I'd be part of the invasion force in Iraq. When in Baghdad, it was 138 degrees. When 19 of my fellow paratroopers never made it home from Baghdad. I never thought that the private first class that was with me there, Juan Arvelo, who grew up in Texas, who never knew his father, whose mother didn't speak hardly any English, and he joined the Army, and I would counsel him, I would mentor him, I would try to make a difference in his life. And I used to say, RV, that was his nickname. I said, RV, why don't you go to college? Why don't you think about going to West Point? Why don't you think about going to King's? And he went on to go to West Point. He went on to graduate from Rice University. He went on to get a master's degree, and he's graduating as well this weekend with his Juris Doctorate degree. That's the kind of difference you can make in people's lives, if you make the effort to make a difference, no matter how big, no matter how small. My second piece of advice is to be hungry and to be humble. Hungry to be the best of the best. hungry to do well for yourself, for your family, for this country, and for this world. If you walk into a job, whether it's an interview or your profession, and you don't think you're as good as someone else, you won't be. I will tell you, a King's College degree is just as good, or if not better, than anywhere else you could have went. Trust me, I've lectured at other places. I've been in front of students. And I will tell you, I am so proud to be a King's College graduate, to be part of this family. When I left the military, I wanted to go to one law firm. It was one of the largest law firms in Philadelphia. It was called Cozen O'Connor. It's a first-generation law firm. There's about 55,000 law firms in America. The top 100, it's one of the top 100. And it's one of the only top 100 law firms in America, with about 700 attorneys, that actually is a first-generation law firm. And it's started by a King's College graduate, Patrick O'Connor. So when you walk on that path by Leo the Lion, and it's Patrick and Marie O'Connor Field, that's one of the O'Connor brothers. They used to be the chair of the board of directors here. Cozen O'Connor is where I got my start after the military. But I will tell you, it was where that I was hungry to do well and help me to go on to Congress. I said to be hungry and humble, and humble is different than confidence, because when I was at Cozen O'Connor, I got a chance to meet a girl by the name of Jenny Safford, who was here, my wife. And Jenny and I met at a reception. We didn't know we worked at the same firm. It was this reception for the local district attorney in Philadelphia. And I had asked her out on a date, and she asked me, well, do you work here? And I said, yeah, I just started 3 weeks ago. And she says, well, I'm sorry, I don't date guys at work. And being hungry and humble, I said to her, well, this is a temporary gig. I'm going to be a U.S. congressman next year. She eventually said yes, not at that time. But being humble means making sure that you give back. You know, when I came yesterday and I was at the commissioning ceremony for five of your classmates who are now second lieutenants in the United States Army. When I was there, I saw that Santo Loquasto, who got an award last night. Here's a guy who graduated from King's College, who's from Wilkes-Barre, who won 3 Tony Awards, was nominated for an Academy Award, is in the Theater Hall of Fame, and yet went back to go and just talk to the King's College students in the theater department. He made time to come from New York to be here because he loves our institution. He's part of Monarch Nation. So when you are hungry and you are humble, do never, ever forget your roots. And whether it was your parents that supported you and your friends and your family and these professors that care so much about you and the staff and this faculty, always remember that it's a team effort. And whether it's a janitor or a cafeteria worker or a CEO, you are part of a team, you're part of a family, and make sure you try to be the very best. And last but not least, always be a leader of character. As I mentioned, King's is in the business of developing leaders of character. It is here as an institution to inspire you for a lifetime of service. And I will tell you that hopefully you take great pride of King's and of Monarch Nation. Now, listen, I'm a realist. I had roommates, and I was a CAD classmate. I used to bellyache about King's and bellyache about student loans, which I'm still paying off, by the way, for the record. Okay. The fact is this. You can make the most of any situation you're put in. But you've been put in an incredible situation in these 4 years with your classmates and with the alumni, the tens of thousands that have gone to this great institution. It is important as a leader of character to know that character is who you are when no one is watching. Now, I mentioned earlier that when I was at Cozen O'Connor as a young associate, I wanted to run for Congress because I had lost 19 men in my unit in Iraq. And I didn't feel like enough folks who were in Washington understood what we were asking our military to do. And I decided to run for U.S. Congress. I understood that there were 600,000 elected positions in America and that I was going for one of the top 535. A lot of folks, I grabbed coffee before I made a decision with a lot of folks involved in politics, and I would ask them, do you think I should run? This is what I'm thinking. And most of them said, Patrick, you shouldn't do it. Yeah, you got a great story that, you know, you grew up in a row house in Northeast Philadelphia and that you earned a Bronze Star in Iraq, and yeah, you taught at West Point, but you're not a millionaire. Most members of Congress are millionaires, and no one knows who you are. And my father and mother, who are here today, my father was a Navy veteran and a police officer in Philadelphia. My mother was a secretary. She actually was a IHM nun. Luckily for me, she left the convent. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here with you today. Mom, I told the bishop that she gave you dispensation. He gave you. But a lot of folks told me not to do it. But I knew I wanted to make a difference. I knew I wanted to fight for those 19 men that never made it home. And when I won that race, even though I was outspent by over $3 million in Philadelphia and Bucks County to represent those 700,000 people, I knew that I didn't know if I was going to serve for 2 years or 20 years in Congress. But I knew that I was going to make a difference. And when they asked me to take the lead to repeal a policy that Congress passed in 1993, it was called Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which threw out people in our military based on their sexual orientation, not for any misconduct. And they asked me to do it, and I just won one of the closest races in the country by 0.6%. But I was a combat veteran. I was a graduate of King's College that taught you the values of living a life of service and to give back. And I co-sponsored that bill, and I was the author of that bill that repealed Don't Ask, Don't Tell, a policy that kicked out 13,000 men and women from the military. Now, a lot of folks said, well, that's the end of your political career. You're going to be in big trouble. Well, I won re-election by 15 points. When you follow your heart and you do the right thing, most times it works out. I will tell you that then we had the health care bill, which will allow most of you to be on your parents' policy until you're age 26. I co-authored that bill as well. I will say that I lost that next re-election, and people ask me if I have regrets, and I say absolutely not. And you know why? Because Judgment Day is more important than Election Day. And whether you go into politics or public service or private sector, you know what the truth is. You know what matters. You know what you can do if you apply yourself to change the world, your world, for the better, wherever this journey takes you. And that's my last piece of advice to you on this day. This is the commencement of a journey. You are now going to be a King's College graduate, part of Monarch Nation, part of a family that loves you, that will support you, but expects great things from each and every one of you. So thank you so much for having me here today. To my son, Jack, and my daughter, Maggie Murphy, I'm now Dr. Murphy in about 10 minutes, so the drive back home to Bucks County, please refer to me as Dr. Murphy. God bless all of you, and thank you so very much.